now the ability to push and pull the entirety of the design. So to include all the boards, the harnesses, and their relative orientation to each other into the mechanical domain, make some adjustments and push those changes back into the electrical domain is also part of Altium Designer 23.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Altium On Track podcast. I am your host, Zach Peterson, and today I'm going to be talking with Altium's VP of Marketing, Lawrence Romine. If you've been paying attention to the calendar, it's that time of year where we start talking about the newest version of Altium Designer, and we are here today to talk about it with Lawrence. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Zach, thanks for having me. Not to let the folks in the audience see too much behind the curtain, but the first attempt at your introduction, I think, was superior, because in that one, you were excited to be speaking with Altium's VP of Marketing, Lawrence Romine. So I hope you're still excited. I am.
Always. Thank you so much for joining us. The new version of Altium Designer every year comes out. It's not like the other CAD tools. Every year there's a new release. There's always something cool that gets updated, and I'm excited to see what's going on in the new version.
Yeah. I mean, look, Zach, I'd say, you know, I've worked at Altium a long, long time, as you well know, and probably a lot of your audience probably knows. And I know a lot of the internal, certainly the sales folks here at Altium are tired of hearing me talk about how long I worked here, but long, long time. And I can tell you that, you know, it's 18 years. And in the early days of that, you know, we were kind of Altium who, and we did not have a real reliable cadence, no pun intended, release cycle. But I can tell you, certainly in the last 10 years, that absolutely our development team, just in and of themselves, I would say, is absolutely one of our more significant competitive differentiators. But the regularity with which we develop the product, second to none. I just don't think there's anybody that could make an argument to say they're even close, and certainly not make an argument that they're leading in that department. This is probably an area where I just don't think we're anyone's even in the same neighborhood with the regularity and the reliability of our release cycle. We're releasing updates every month, as you well know.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those in the audience who don't know about the updates to features and the notifications of those updates, you can, of course, subscribe to the newsletter, or you can go check out the What's New page. So check out the show notes. There's going to be a link to the What's New page. You can learn about all of the new features. And then, of course, I believe there is a What's Coming page announcing stuff that is coming soon.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Zach. So as much as we've done just an amazing job of aligning our product development team with the marketing and selling organizations within Altium, and really sort of, as I said, hone them into really a significant differentiator for us. One thing we have not done a really great job of is telegraphing I hate to use the word roadmap because it's so cliche, but what the future holds in the development world. So I am proud to say that, as a matter of fact, I saw what I believe to be the release candidate for the coming soon page. And that will, as I mentioned, we have a monthly update cycle. So that page will be updated on a monthly basis as the features move from the what's coming to the what's new. We'll obviously need to FIFO in backfill with the new capability. So I'm excited to say that. And I suspect there's probably more than a few people in your audience that will be excited to see that as well. It gives our subscribers an opportunity to really kind of see where their money's being invested and really get a sense of where we're taking the product, which, as I've already established, and I think most people would agree, is really leading the industry.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that tends to happen with these release cycles, whether it's, you know, kind of on a multi-monthly or yearly basis, is there are themes that get built into the product. So, you know, in 2020, of course, you know, during lockdowns and everything like that, the focus was really collaboration. And then that's where Altium 365 was developed and released, and you know, had such huge success. But the theme at that time was collaboration, and we've kind of, you know, proceeded on that for a while. So what's the new theme that is going to become kind of the overarching tone of the new features in All Team Designer?
Yeah, so there's really three themes, major themes that we're working with. And these will be clearly articulated for anybody that visits our web pages. But those three themes in really no particular order, but system design or product design, as we're calling it. And it really the idea there is that very few people, and actually now that I say that, I look around my desk, there's a couple of products that probably have a singular printed circuit board in there. But for the most part, most organizations, most engineering people now are really dealing with multiple board systems or products. And obviously those boards need to be connected with a harness. So the theme being product design, but the big major sort of killer feature that's being released with Altium Designer 23 is in fact harness design. That's both logical and the physical design of those harnesses. So we really do intend to be able to obviously empower PCB designers and electrical engineers to design harnesses. Many of our customers are sort of renaissance people in that regard, do everything. But also we see no reason why we couldn't replace some of the sort of mainstream harness design products out there without mentioning them by name. But obviously the upshot there is obviously the unification of all those design capabilities underneath Altium Designer, which is obviously Altium hallmark, unified design. But obviously being able to not just design the multiple board products, but now obviously deal with signal mismatches board to board and through those harnesses themselves as well.
So you mentioned signal mismatches board to board. So I take that to mean that the harness design is logical in the schematic.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
So I'm going to assume that all of the features that you could access in the schematic in one board also then port over to the other board, and that could even expand to include simulation.
Absolutely. Down the road, obviously, because in the simulation department, which we do have something to reveal in this podcast as well, which I'm sure we'll get to. But just to finish off on your question, there's a couple other themes, obviously. Collaboration, teamwork is really not going to go away. We really have settled on, I think, the word teamwork here. And the reason for that, I think, is, well, there's a couple of things. You know, when we first went forward with Altium 365, there was a lot of our customers, Zach, as you well know, are sort of individuals. That is really how Altium made a name for itself when nobody knew who we were. We really focused hard on marketing to and working with selling our products to the actual users of our product. And the byproduct of that is that we have a tremendous amount of one seat customers. It's really still our bread and butter. And there was a real tendency in the early phases of Altium 365 for those customers to say, well, I'm a one man show, I'm one person band, collaboration is not my thing. And really that's untrue. you know, I don't know too many people, even if you're working out of your garage, which we have a lot of those customers, and I've worked out of my garage too. I'm sure you probably have as well, Zach. You know, I don't have a wave solder line in my garage. So at a minimum, you're communicating with a manufacturer. Now, the other theme is we continue this march towards really just removing any reasons whatsoever that any just mainstream hardcore PCB designer wouldn't choose Altium Designer for their PCB design needs. And this is really just bringing more advanced capabilities in the PCB design domain to the forefront. So things, custom pad stacks, enhanced constraint management, improvements to the variant manager, really flipping that around. So taking much more of a system approach to variant management as well. So that really eliminates some of the manual labor associated with fitting and not fitting. And when you have many variants of a product, some additional developments on footprint parameters, things of that nature, high-end PCB features.
So all of those little crazy ground pads that I see on some TI components are going to be really easy to do in the footprint creator.
That's correct. And you know, we work with a lot of companies like TI without mentioning any names. And obviously they, some of these developments come from working with companies like that. Absolutely.
Sure. I think that makes a lot of sense. And it almost seemed like for some of those pad stacks, you have to like cobble together, you know, the different tools in order to get it to work. And if you didn't do it correctly, the design rules would turn on you once you get into the PCB editor. So I think that's actually really cool, this custom pad design thing.
Well, look, Zach, I've said this for years, which is I think that in the hands of a capable PCB designer, frankly, you could probably use, you know, a hammer and chisel and probably still come out with a functioning design. But obviously, we want to have the world's greatest and most elegant design experience. And so for those that are pushing the limits, they shouldn't have to work around, right? They shouldn't have to do a workaround. So the rule sets, the DRC, and then, of course, just the provisions in the tool set itself should natively support those things. And that's just a great example. As I said, we will never abandon the development of the PCB product because that's really still what we do at our core. We develop software for those developing printed circuit boards.
And one of the cool things about, you know, product design is it now folds in some of the existing features that I think some people just don't make enough use of, right? There's ECAD, MCAD. And yeah. In my experience talking to some customers, they love ECAD, MCAD.
Yeah.
And so now it's not just the board, but it's multiple boards, the logic between them. You can do the enclosure in, you know, one of your mechanical tools, and then the harness design. So where does the harness design come in? Are they actually doing that in Altium Designer? Is it in a mechanical tool or is it both?
No, they would do the harness design in Altium Designer, but some of the new capability that's coming would be now, obviously, from what we call our product name is Co-Designer, and that's the ability to work natively in Altium Designer and in MCAD tool of choice. But obviously, with this new harness capability, and we've had multi-board, but now gluing that all together into this product design category, now the ability to push and pull the entirety of the design, so to include all the boards, the harnesses, and their relative orientation to each other into the mechanical domain, make some adjustments and push those changes back into the electrical domain is also part of Altium Designer 23.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for those folks who still have to export all their step files for board number one, board number two.
Can you imagine the size of those files?
I've had to try and email some of those files.
Yeah. They're quite large. I don't think you'll fully appreciate the size of those step files.
Yeah, 100 megabyte step files. I mean, yeah, it gets crazy sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, obviously, you know, Co-Designer itself is a provision now of Altium 365. So, you know, these are really, it's really a singular proposition when we talk about Altium Designer in Altium 365. And so development in one obviously necessitates development in the other. And this is a good example where the multi-board and harness design capability in Altium Designer is fully supported through Altium 365. So for viewing, as an example, is on the development schedule, but also this co-design capability as well.
Yeah, I really like how this all fits into bringing PCB designers into a team. Because after talking to some of the enterprise folks at Altium, you know, and listening to some of their past experiences working at larger companies, they had made these comments that, you know, even up to today, PCB designers are still kind of their own unit. They just do their thing and, you know, here's the board, have fun, guys. And everybody else just takes it.
Yeah. No, it is. And I can tell you, I've done a lot of research in this area. So it was probably about 6 years ago when we were looking at Co-Designer itself, bringing that into the market. Maybe that's sooner than, maybe it's 7 years, but neither here nor there. I travel around at least the U.S. and met with a lot of companies, and these were companies that were friendly to us, right? They were advocates, so we were able to get meetings with really their entire engineering staff. And I can tell you, more than one meeting, I sat in a room, kind of in this big, you can imagine a big table, and myself with one of our developers, Nikolai, sitting at the table, and then the entirety of their engineering team. And what you would see is PCB designer folks was two or three people. And then you had mechanical team, which pretty much consumed the entirety of the table. And you know, the question I asked, I really got very familiar with, was, well, when there's a dispute or a late stage mistake that's discovered, let's say that there's a vein, a rib in the mechanical that's going to, you know, get into a capacitor or something high profile on the board, something of that nature, right? What who wins those arguments? And it was just an open, you know, the PCB guys and gals just lost every single one of those arguments. So, you know, it is true that they are their own sort of entity, and with the collaboration or teamwork capability to bring to the table, sort of levels the playing field for them, right? So it will, first of all, hopefully eliminates those late stage gotchas, but it really allows them to work collaboratively. And that MCAD co-design is a great example of that. Absolutely. It's never too soon to involve the other stakeholders in your design.
Oh yeah, from the front end. Absolutely, you should.
Which, by the way, on that note, that's another area of development that we're bringing to the table too, now that we're on that topic. We are now bringing commenting capability to both BOMs and draftsman documents. So those that aren't familiar with what a draftsman document is, it's fabrication assembly drawings. I think that's worth mentioning because that's another area where we basically created a capability within Altium Designer that replaced a whole product in many organizations. We talk about creating those manufacturing and fabrication drawings. But now with this new product design theme that we have with Altium Designer 23, ability to throw those into Altium 365, and just with an email address, anybody with a web browser can interact with that. So purchasing agents, obviously manufacturing partners, any people, even, you know, they don't need an Altium Designer license to do so. So that's a great example of the teamwork theme that we're doubling down on here with 365, as well as the product design capability.
That's pretty cool that this is extending into the viewer as well, because I actually know people that they love to embed their projects in their own company websites or personal websites using the viewer. And this just takes it to another level and, gives them a way to showcase what they can do.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Zach, because I don't think there's a few people that fully grasp that, by the way, that you can actually embed that in your website. And that, even if you just go to our forums, as an example, if you load a file to the form, it automatically is displayed in the thread, your design right there in the thread. And anybody that wants to do that with their own websites has the ability to do that as well. I think you do that actually, Zach, don't you?
I have done that, not on my site, but I've shown people that is a capability, and there are some other folks who you probably know people who do what I do, who actually do that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, just to keep bringing it back to the theme of the podcast today, at least as far as my part's concerned. In the new release, multi-board with the harness and everything will be supported in that viewer as well.
Very cool. Very cool. So earlier, when I was mentioning simulation, you had mentioned that there is some cool stuff on the horizon. And for those who have been paying attention to the website, you may have noticed that the power analyzer from Keysight just recently went out. And I wanted to ask you what else is coming on the horizon for simulation.
Yeah, so that's an exciting new extension, as you mentioned, that is being dropped, if we could use that term. it's being dropped with, it's already out, but, as we're on a monthly release cycle, Altium Designer 23 is really kind of a collection of things. So I still say it's part of Altium Designer 23, given its proximity to when we would officially start saying Altium Designer 23. And that is a new power analysis capability that is powered by Keysight. So we worked very closely with Keysight on this. They're very excited about it, as are we. And you, Zach, as a simulation or analysis expert, really in your day job, you would know that those are really kind of, and thankfully for you, right? They're a very specialized set of skills. You in many cases, PhD is required. I know you've got one. And I think what we bring into the table with Keysight is really an Altium hallmark, which is this democratization of very advanced capabilities and bringing those to the masses. And this very much speaks to that. So, as I said, no lab coat, leave your lab coat at home, no PhD required. Anybody that can design a printed circuit board can now do some power analysis. Just press a button and get those results, react on those results, press the button again and see if in fact that clears the issue. It even goes as far as to suggest some potential changes you could make. It's very visual. It's very, very simple to use. Unfortunately for folks like you, Zach. but, uh, Go ahead.
That's okay, because for me it speeds up the workflow a little bit, which is actually just fine, right? I mean, because normally if you go into an external simulator, you got to export, you got to then re-import, you got to build a model around it. You have to make sure the model parameters are all there. You have to actually do a little math on the front end to make sure that
That's
your
right.
discretization is correct, and then you go for
You
it.
got it. You got it. And if you look at that web page, which I know you have, it says very clearly on there, analyze, modify, analyze without leaving your PCB editor. And what you've just described is very much not that. And that's not to say that there's not a time and place, obviously, for that. But this really just gives anybody the ability well, and frankly, everybody should be taking into consideration their power distribution network for field failures, potato chipping, field failures, that sort of stuff. And this just makes it very, very easy. And you'd be shocked. And we do offer, I believe it's a 2-week evaluation. If you want to go and download that extension, you can play with it for free. And just load some of your previous designs in there. I think you'd be utterly shocked with what you might find. I know we did that when we were spinning it up. We just put some of our old reference designs in there that we've been shipping, frankly, with the product for years since I've been around. And come to find out, those probably aren't really that robust of a design. Give it a go. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. It's reasonably priced and it's darn effective.
Well, sure, and I would encourage any of the viewers out there to navigate over to the extensions page in Altium Designer. Check out all of the extensions, but of course, check out the Power Analyzer as the newest extension.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited about that one.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Any final thoughts before we depart and go our separate ways?
Well, I mean, Zach, you and I don't ever get too far apart, but as always, when I have a chance to talk to directly to the users like this or our customer base like this, I always just like to say thank you because I know it might seem a little cheesy if that's an appropriate word to use, but Altium, as I've mentioned, even in the context of this podcast, Altium has really become the leader in this industry, and that's by really aligning ourselves with the users of the product. And I can't thank them enough for their continued sort of loyalty to the brand and loyalty to the products. And when we bring new things to the market like Altium 365, although I would probably question them if they didn't have some skepticism when we bring these products to the market, but that skepticism usually quickly wanes, and then they're very, very much on the vanguard of adoption. And I can tell you, that's what we've seen with Altium 365. And as we release new features, they're very quickly adopted by the users. And I just can't thank them enough.
Wonderful message, and I agree with you. Thank you to all the users because, of course, Altium wouldn't be what it is without them. And of course, Altium has such a great philosophy of centering itself around the users, and I know the users appreciate it. As a
Good.
user
Well,
myself, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you for appreciating that, Zach. So now that we all appreciate each other, I do sincerely thank all of the users, and I thank you for giving us the time to talk about this new release, Zach.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lawrence, thank you so much for being here today. Anyone that's out there listening, make sure to click over to the page on the Altium blog and check out some of the show notes. We've got some great links in there. You can learn more about the upcoming features and, of course, learn all about the features that have been released over the previous months. And make sure to bookmark that because new stuff is being released on a monthly basis. And last but not least, don't stop learning, stay on track. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you.